Mr. Chairman, honorable guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's a very great pleasure indeed for me to attend this meeting. I'm a teacher from Central South University of Forestry and Technology. Central South University of Forestry and Technology is one of the four forestry universities in China. My research direction is live forestry breeding and cultivation. Today, I would present my paper, Growth Physiological and Biochemical Responses of Tong Tree Seedlings to Different Light Intensities. First of all, I would like to introduce Tong Tree. Tong tree is one of the four major wood oil tree species in China. Tong tree grow fast, yielding fruits within 3 years due to its high photosynthetic efficiency. The picture is tong tree with fruits, crown fruits and thicker fruits. Tong oil is a environment-friendly peat wide used in China, such as peating all the surface of shapes, pillars, furniture on the surface is very environmental. Therefore, tong tree is a very valuable species tree. However, the primary problem in tong tree production is the weak or dead low branches or mature tong trees caused by heavy shade of the upwards, resulting in low yielding. In this picture, we can see low branch is weak or dead. And the leaf of tong tree is very small. For example, tong tree in shady slope planting site had 58.4% yielding reduction with small fruits than those in sunny planting site. Tong tree is very like sunshine. The aim of the present study was to understand the acclimatization mechanism under low light condition and to determine the optimal daily light integral for tong tree seedlings. And we can determine the proper planting density and cultivation technique. This picture is tong tree grow better without shading. Materials and methods. Different light intensities was achieved by cover plates over a frame with black shade lights. We set up four different light intensities and four light transmission is 100%, 75%, 15%, and 20%. When the experiment was started in July, the plates had approximately 20 centimeter height and have formed 3 or 5 leaves, and all plates had similar growth. After 1 and 2 months in July and August, we measured the growth gas exchange, leaf anatomic structure, physiological responses were measured. Table 1. Treatment description at daily light integral on Sunday in July and August. D1 different light intensities and light transmission. Methods. Measurements of photosynthetic characters, we use Linker 6400 XT portable photosynthesis system. Enzymatic active determination, we relieve ligature. Leaf anatomic structure, we use paraffin section. Results. The effects of tone trigger role in different light intensities. In table 2, we can see flat height, stem diameter, leaf area were significantly affected by light intensities. Flat height and leaf area were both highest in light 15, but the stem diameter was highest in light 100, low shading. It's highest. It indicated that shading to a certain extent could increase the leaf area at the height of tone tray settings. Total about ground fresh mass, total about dry mass, total root fresh mass, and total root dry mass were decreased with light intensity decrease. Effects of different light intensities are gas exchange. The influence of light intensities on semiconductors transpiration rate was similar to that of light photosynthesis rate. In figure 2, we can see with light intensities decreased in light photosynthesis rate, semiconductors transpiration rate in all treatments decreased. But with the shading degree, they had a low effect on intracellular carbon dioxide concentration. Water use efficiency at some of the limitation value. Water use efficiency was not affected by light intensities, except in light 20, in July, which had the highest value was 3.8. With the increase of shading, some of the limitation value was gradual. Increase relative leaf water content. As the light intensity decrease, relative leaf water content was gradual increase. But in July, there had a low difference. Novisico at PPC enzymatic. In figure 5, we can see low light intensities significantly reduce both activity of both Novisico at PPC. And this effect became more pronounced, especially in August. Figure 6. Anatomic structure of tone tray settings leave other different light intensities. In figure 6, we can see Now light intensity is decrease leaf thickness, especially in August with shading time prolonged. In Table 3, we can see parasite tissue thickness, sponge tissue thickness, and leaf thickness were highest in light 75 in early in July, but with shading time in August, parasite tissue thickness, sponge tissue thickness, and leaf thickness was highest early in light hundreds. No shading. This indicate shading in a set excite could increase leaf thickness, but with shading time prolonged, the leaf thickness of tone shading was decreased. Conclusion: tone tree is like sunshine very much. Shading caused a reduction in photosynthetic efficiency, including enzymatic active gas exchange, and consequently reduced seeding growth. 2. The longer period of shading lead to more reduction of growth and more severe damage of photosynthesis. As reflected in the low enzymatic activity and in photosynthetic character parameters. 3. Shading should be avoided by all means at daily light integral of approximately 46 mer per square meter per day or 1,400 ppfd at noon. All Sunday in summer are recommended to ensure proper tone tree growth at UD. That's all my talk. Any question? Thank you very much for your attention.